It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Some of the people at the White House yesterday must have felt like it was homecoming week. They were veterans of a failed effort to change the health care system in the 1990s, and they got invitations to join a discussion of President Obama's plan to try again. Whatever the details turn out to be, the proposal is expected to cost hundreds of billions of dollars. And in a moment, we'll hear the debate over how to pay the bills. We begin with NPR's Julie Robner, who attended the White House Health Summit.
The president opened the meeting by challenging the assembled members of Congress and representatives of healthcare interest groups with what's becoming a familiar refrain.
Healthcare reform is no longer just a moral imperative, it's a fiscal imperative. If we want to create jobs and rebuild our economy, and get our federal budget under control, then we have to address the crushing costs of health care this year in this administration.
Armed with their marching orders, the group of about 120 broke into smaller sessions to share opinions and ideas under the guidance of top administration officials. Sometimes they didn't exactly stick to the script, said West Virginia Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller, but he didn't think that was much of a problem.
It was very open and people got off their chest what they wanted to say.
Despite what President Obama's chief economic advisor had planned.
And, you know, Larry Summers said, now these are the three things I want to talk about. People went right ahead and talked about what they wanted to talk about, which is exactly what it was for.
Rockefeller, a veteran of the unsuccessful effort to make over health care during the Clinton administration, says just having a session like yesterday shows how differently President Obama is handling the health care effort.
Last time it was kind of handed to us. This time, I think it's a real... And he's deliberately said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Here's $634 billion. That's not going to do the whole thing, but it's the biggest start you've ever had in your whole life. On health care.
That $634 billion is the amount of money President Obama is proposing in his budget, calling it a down payment on a health overhaul bill. But it's not just the administration's handling of the issue that has veterans of the last health care effort more optimistic. It's because the health care system is in a much sorrier state and more people are demanding change. Back in 1993, pediatrician and researcher Irwin Redliner was one of the so-called worker bees on the Clinton reform effort, in charge of bringing doctors into the process.
And it was a painful process, I must say. We had situations like the pediatricians and the family doctors not agreeing on how many well-child visits we should have in a basic coverage package and so forth.
But today, that's all different, he says.
Physicians are clamoring for important health care reform because the practice of medicine has been almost completely destroyed by the system, which is out of control in terms of costs, the ability to practice quality of care medicine, and I think doctors have realized that.
But beneath the surface consensus and promises to work together lurk the seeds of serious discord. When the group reconvened in the White House East Room late in the afternoon, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley mentioned one of the issues that trouble those in his party the most. It's the Democrats' idea of creating a public health insurance plan that people could join instead of private insurance.
There's a lot of us that feel that the public option, that the government is an unfair competitor, and we have to keep what we have now strong and make it stronger.
Although he continued to defend what was a key piece of his health platform, President Obama took Grassley's complaint to heart.
I recognize that there's that concern. I think it's a serious one and a real one, and we'll make sure that it gets addressed.
The president's apparent flexibility is another thing observers are pointing to as making this time around different from the last time. But Chip Kahn, who helped kill the Clinton plan as an insurance industry lobbyist and now represents the hospital industry, says not to get too optimistic.
I think the president's had a tremendous impact in providing leadership, setting out some basic parameters. It's really hard to disagree with. And so I think we're on the right path, but this is only the first 15 minutes of a three-act play, and it's the first act.
The drama now moves to Capitol Hill, where the Senate Finance Committee is promising action later this spring. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.